Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Walker. Hey, Walker! He sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or go to kidsshortstories.org. Send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too! Let's go!
Wow! Great job, Walker! Said Captain America. Yeah, Walker was a boy who was in superhero training class. Yeah, if you work really hard, there are some secret superhero training classes that will train you on how to become a superhero. And Walker had worked so hard and finally gotten into this amazing class that was led by Captain America, one of the greatest superheroes of all time. And Walker was learning all kinds of amazing things right from Captain America. They were learning how to save people from burning buildings, or chop through wood, or jump really high, and even learn how to fly. Walker was one of the best students in the entire class. Captain America was really impressed with all of his hard work.
Walker, you are doing a fantastic job. And you see, we're always looking for some spectacular students who are going to graduate the class to join the superheroes on certain missions. And there was a mission that came up this morning that it looks like we need your help.
Walker couldn't believe it. This was his dream come true. What? Absolutely. Yes, sir, Captain America. What mission is it? What do I need to do?
Well, nothing yet, but we need you as a part of our team to go check out this one strange thing going on.
Oh, absolutely. Whatever you say, let's go.
And so Walker and Captain America got all their gear ready, got in Captain America's car, and drove off. While on the drive, Captain America started to explain to Walker what the problem was.
You see, Walker, there is something very strange going on. We have noticed that the water has started to turn purple. And that can only be from one thing. We think the Frogman and his team, we think they are trying to poison the water.
What? That sounds really bad. Like, what are they doing to it? What's gonna happen if someone drinks the purple water?
Well, that's the thing. You see, Frogman and his team, have you heard them laugh before?
Yeah, it's really strange.
Yeah, well, you see, if people drink that purple water, it looks like they're gonna just start laughing, just like Frogman and his team, forever.
What? They're gonna laugh? They're gonna be stuck laughing, like, forever? That sounds really bad. Oh, what do we do? How do we stop it? The water's everywhere. What do we do?
Captain America said,
well, the first thing we do is we take a nice, deep breath to calm down. And everything is going to be okay, Walker. Just stay with me and the team. We will get this figured out. And there's no way that Frogman and his team are gonna win this. All right, we're here. Let's go.
Captain America and Walker both got out of the car and started to walk towards the scene of the crime. At the scene, they could see they had driven to the water treatment plant. And this is where all of our drinking water gets cleaned and ready to go in the pipes that go right to our house. And sure enough, there were a whole bunch of empty barrels
Yep, this is definitely the stuff. They've already dumped it into the water. We're gonna have to cut off the main water supply. Who's in charge here?
Me, sir. I'm in charge of the water supply here. And, you need me to turn the water off?
Yes, sir. You're gonna need to shut the water off, and then we're gonna need to, figure out where Frogman and his team are off to next.
So the water supply was shut off. Just like that. Walker couldn't believe it. He was seeing it all. This was amazing. But he's got to stay focused and stay calm to solve this mystery. All right, Captain America, do you want me to start looking around for clues to see like where Frogman and his team like might have gone to?
That sounds like a great idea, Walker. You start surveying, and I'm going to talk with the team about what we do next.
Walker started to walk around and look for clues, and he first inspected where all those empty barrels were, and wait a second. What is that? There were footprints. Footprints with frog feet. Oh my gosh, I think this is them. I think this is the Frogman and his team. Walker started to follow the footprints, and it led into the forest. Yeah, I should probably tell Captain America. All right, let's go. Walker ran back. Captain America, I found some footprints. These gotta be clues. Let's follow them. Captain America and the whole team started to follow Walker into the forest. And sure enough, these footprints led to the motherload of the barrels. There must have been hundreds of these barrels of the purple laughing poison. And, oh good, they're still closed. He hasn't used all the barrels yet. We still have time. Now, we need to find Frogman, right? Walker said. And just then, in the distance, they heard... That sounds like Frogman.
Captain America, what do we do? I think we're really close.
Walker was very excited, but didn't know what to do next. And so, Captain America said, "All right, team, we gotta surround the perimeter and make sure that Frogman and his team don't get away. Everyone move, 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 go, go, go." And the whole team and Walker all surrounded where the Frogmen were and his team. And they said, "Frogmen, put your hands up. You have got to stop poisoning all the water supply."
"I'll never stop with the water. I want the world to laugh like me."
And Frogman, he's gone. What just happened? He like jumped over everyone. His whole team vanished. Oh no. You don't think. Oh, I think he might have found more of those invisible apples. Oh my gosh.
All right, Walker, this job is not over. It's great that we found all these barrels of the purple laughing poison, but he's still out there. We need to catch that Frogman and his team. Over and out.
What a crazy adventure Walker just had with all those superheroes. You see, I think the Frogman and his team, they're still out there. We have got to stop them. All right, friends. See you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye.